scholarships, awards, and more. 2014 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Program, www.nfb.org/scholarships. Application deadline, March 31, 2014. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind offers 30 scholarships ranging from $3,000 to $12,000 to recognize achievement by blind students. Applicants must be legally blind and must reside in and plan to attend an accredited post-secondary school in the United States, the District of Columbia, or Puerto Rico as a full-time student in the fall semester of 2014. All scholarship awards are based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Scholarship winners must participate in the entire 2014 NFB National Convention and in all of its scheduled scholarship activities. In addition to a scholarship, each winner will receive assistance to attend the NFB Convention at the Rosen Center Hotel in Orlando, Florida from July 1 through 6, providing an excellent opportunity for high-level networking with blind persons active in many occupations and professions. Learning Ally National Achievement Awards, naa.learningally.org/apply. Contact Hope Greenberg, 609-520-8084. Application deadline, March 1, 2014. Each year, Learning Ally awards over $50,000 to outstanding students with visual and/or learning disabilities. The Marion Huber Learning Through Listening Awards are offered to high school seniors who have learning disabilities, and the Mary P. Owenslager Scholastic Achievement Awards are open to college seniors and graduate students who are blind or visually impaired. The three top winners in each program will receive an award of $6,000 and will attend a national celebration in Washington, D.C. Microsoft announces 5K scholarship for high school seniors with disabilities. Microsoft Disability Scholarship Fund, www.microsoft.com/en-us/diversity/programs/microsoft-disability-scholarship.aspx. Application deadline, March 15, 2014. All candidates must be high school seniors with at least a 3-point GPA, who are living with a disability, require financial assistance to attend college, and plan to attend, full-time or part-time, a 2- to 4-year university, college, or technical college in the U.S. in the fall following graduation to pursue a major from the approved list targeting a career, engineering, computer science, computer information systems, legal or business fields in the technology industry, i.e. paralegal, pre-law, finance, business administration, or marketing. Apply online. Microsoft employees will select promising high school seniors who require financial assistance in order to enter and successfully complete a vocational or academic college program. This non-renewable $5,000 scholarship will be paid to the recipient's financial aid office by the Seattle Foundation on behalf of the Disability Employee Resource Group, ERG, at Microsoft. 2014 California Chemistry Camp for Blind and Visually Impaired High School Students. www.accessiblescience.org/node/5. Open to high school students ages 14 to 18. Contact Angela Fowler, 530-902-0987. Fowlers, F-O-W-L-E-R-S, at syix.com. Location, Enchanted Hills Camp near Napa, California. May 2 through 4, 2014. Application deadline, March 31, 2014. How can a blind student handle chemistry as effectively as his or her sighted peers? Up to 15 blind and visually impaired high school students will find out when they participate in the 2014 California Blind Science Camp. The program is free of charge with the exception of transportation. The location is the Enchanted Hills Camp near Napa, California. Students will gain hands-on experience in the chemistry laboratory, working in groups of three under the guidance of blind mentors. During the weekend, students will have time to socialize with one another and with their blind and sighted instructors. Awards. 2014 Jacob Bolotin Awards, www.nfb.org/Bolotin-award-Maine. Application deadline, March 31, 2014. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind presents cash awards to individuals and organizations that have demonstrated exemplary leadership and extraordinary accomplishments in improving the lives of blind people in the United States. Recipients of the 2014 Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards will be determined by the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Committee of the National Federation of the Blind. Individuals or organizations are encouraged to apply on behalf of themselves or others. To submit an application or to learn more, please visit the website listed above. Grants and Honors. National Science Foundation Initiative, www.blindscience.org. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, has been awarded a grant of $1.5 million from the National Science Foundation, NSF. The grant will allow the NFB to continue to develop and expand the programs of its National Center for Blind Youth in Science, NCBYS. Under the expanded initiative, the NFB will partner with 6 science centers across the nation to conduct programs for blind youth and make the exhibits of the science centers accessible to the blind. The NFB will work with these science centers to create innovative 2-day science programs for blind youth and their parents, as well as to enhance the accessibility of exhibits and activities at the science centers and provide training to teachers on ways to enhance the participation of blind students in the science classroom. Programs are already confirmed for the Museum of Science, Boston, Port Discovery Children's Museum, Baltimore, and the Center of Science and Industry, Columbus, Ohio. Morton E. Ruderman Award for Extraordinary Contribution to Inclusion, www.rudermanfoundation.org. Contact Ephraim Gopin, Ephraim, Ephraim, at rudermanfoundation.org. Dr. Michael Ashley Stein, an international expert on disability and the law, has been awarded the inaugural $100,000 award from the Ruderman Family Foundation. The award recognizes an individual who has made an extraordinary contribution to the inclusion of people with disabilities in the Jewish world and the greater public. It is based upon past achievements and the potential for future contributions in the field. Dr. Stein is co-founder and executive director of the Harvard Law School Project on Disability, HPOD. He participated in the drafting of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, and actively consults with international governments on their disability laws and policies. He works for organizations fighting for disability rights around the world and advises a number of United Nations bodies and human rights institutions. World of Children Awards, www.worldofchildren.org. Contact Brock Weaver, 925-399-6410. Often referred to by the media as the Nobel Prize for Child Advocates, World of Children Award provides funding and recognition to support life-changing work for children worldwide. All World of Children honorees are dedicated to serving vulnerable children, some even risking their lives in the process. Awards were presented to the 2013 honorees on November 7, 2013. The following individuals and organizations were honored: C. Mead Wells, A Leg to Stand On, also an organization that provides prosthetic limbs to children in the developing countries; Michaela Mycroft, The Kylie Campaign, a nonprofit that supports the mobility and educational needs of disabled children in South Africa; Sarah Kronk, The Sparkle Effect Incorporated, an organization that has established more than 100 inclusive cheerleading and dance teams in schools across the U.S.; Susie Krabacher, of Mercy and Sharing, an organization that provides care and education to abandoned and orphaned children in Haiti; Travini Akarya of Rescue Foundation, dedicated to the rescue and rehabilitation of victims of child trafficking in India. Braille Excellence Award, Braille Association of North America, BANA. Contact Francis Mary DeAndrea, 412-521-5797. Literacy, number 2, at mindspring.com. The CBA, BANA Joint Tactographics Committee, comprised of BANA and the Canadian Braille Authority, that developed the publication Guidelines and Standards for Tactile Graphics, 2010, was honored with BANA's Braille Excellence Award in December 2013. The volunteer members of this ad hoc committee donated their time and talents for nearly a decade, meeting by phone almost weekly. Together, they defined, refined, and established in writing a set of comprehensive, research-based guidelines and standards for the design and production of tactile graphics for Braille users. Conference, Jacobus Tenbroek Disability Law Symposium, www.nfb.org/law-symposium. NFB Jernigan Institute, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, April 24 and 25, 2014. The 2014 Jacobus Tenbroek Law Symposium, held at the Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, will consist of plenary sessions and workshops facilitated by distinguished law professors, practitioners, and advocates who will discuss topics such as disability discrimination in the criminal and juvenile justice systems, next steps in Olmstead litigation, rights of parents with disabilities, supported decision-making as an alternative to guardianship, and how to work with the media to get the disability rights message across. The agenda and registration forms are available online. Free Braille Books, 2014 Book Angel Program, Seedlings Braille Books for Children, www.seedlings.org/bkangel2009.php, P.O. Box 51924, Livonia, Michigan 48151. Contact 800-777-8552 or info@seedlings.org. Fax 734-427-8552. Any visually impaired child who is under 21 years of age and lives in the United States or Canada is eligible to receive 2 free Braille books per year through the Book Angel program. Orders will be filled as time and materials allow. Please list 4 books that your child or student would enjoy, and Seedlings will select 2 of them to send. Requests can be placed online, by fax, or by mail. Seedlings has over 1,200 titles to choose from storybooks for early readers to novels for teens. Technology. WindowEyes offer for users of Microsoft Office. www.windowEyesForOffice.com. GW Micro, in collaboration with Microsoft, is excited to provide people who are blind, visually impaired, or print disabled with a completely functional and free license of GW Micro's WindowEyes screen reader. Microsoft is offering customers who have a licensed version of Office 2010 or later the ability to download WindowEyes, a screen reader for Windows PCs. WindowEyes functions with Microsoft operating systems from Windows XP to Windows 8.1 and is available in multiple languages. Keysoft 9.4 for BrailleNote Apex. Humanware. www.humanware.com. 800-722-3393. Keysoft 9.4, the latest free upgrade for Humanware's BrailleNote Apex, provides simple access to PowerPoint presentations. Blind students and professionals can now create and access files in PowerPoint 2007 or later versions. From the keyboard, users can read text and picture descriptions when provided, and can move quickly from one slide to another.